Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your chaotic schedules to hopefully tune in today to Lynn. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer with Spiritual Emergency Training for Divine Guidance and more inspiration of truth and healing and hopefully better connections to help calm you and focus on solutions. We're hoping he's here today. This Rich Procida, Procida, has a constitutional lawyer, very important right now. We can go through aspects of it, how it ties into his podcast, Bible Studies for Progressives, and how our Constitution and Bible used in, Rich can explain some of this too, that we can actually implement new words, but at the same time, volunteering programs instead of, you know, volunteering for military training, what have you. You can volunteer for community services instead and get paid and have health care. Anyway, welcome, welcome, Rich. Thank you for being here today. It's a wild time.
Thank you, Lynn. Yes, thank you, Lynn. So right now
what's going on with you? What's happening?
Well, right now we're working really hard because Trump plans to overthrow the election and install himself as a dictator. Now, before you jump out of your seat and say, no way, that can't happen, that's not happening, we really take a look at what's happening. This is a president who claims to be the law and order president, yet will refuse to obey court orders, particularly, I'm referring specifically not only to the taxes, but to the census, in which Wilbur Ross, the leader, secretary of, I forget what he's the secretary of, but he's the one in charge of the census, and the court has ordered him to continue till the end of October, and there's an order out there, and yet he's refusing, not following the order. And this is what Trump has done over and over. He hasn't complied with subpoenas to Congress. He's not going to comply with any court orders. There are still children separated and missing because our government intentionally separated parents from their children as a form of punishment. This is fascism 101. And so I think the first thing that we need to talk about today and what we need to really make sure people are aware that these are the last days of democracy in America, or they could be. I don't believe they are going to be. I believe we're going to prevail. But the threat that this could be the end of democracy in the United States, I mean, not a perfect democracy. We know we don't have a perfect democracy. It's not really a stretch to go from a corporate-owned democracy to a corporate-owned nation like we have today with a quasi-democracy, some type of veneer of democracy. We do have democracy, and the votes are respected, but we're also very manipulated, as you know, by propaganda. But also that, you know, that we have, it's not a short move to go to a dictatorship from a democracy that's basically run by corporations and the rich. And so this is, so the Republicans have been engaged in voter suppression for quite a while already. We've seen the long lines. They don't want black people and people of color to vote. They don't want Democratic states to vote. So we know that they really don't care about democracy. What they care about is power and holding on to power and the money they can make. That's why the tax cuts become such a huge issue, because Trump just fed his supporters and the rich a huge tax cut and now wants to say he's going to raise your taxes. Well, he's not going to raise your taxes. He's going to raise their taxes, and that's what they mean. Excuse me. So we have to come to a conclusion. We have to see that our democracy is threatened right now, that Trump plans to overturn the... Go ahead, Lynn.
No. I can't reiterate it enough that how dare, you know, a president of our United States totally be one party for years, you know, and be in the Bilderberg group, you know, what have you, and the high-end stocks and banking, right, you know. And we've got this president that actually turns to, all of a sudden he turns to this Republican base, right, supposedly to totally, and that rhetoric, I never ever heard anybody just totally, disgustingly, you know, go after a whole half of supposedly our nation, like just point blank, like if, you know, I'm like, that it's really appalling, you know, to be able to make notes on how much hatred, you know, was spewed out of and still coming out of, oh, the left. So, I mean, how dare our country divide? You know, aren't they getting, we're just being played, you know, for more guns, more drugs, more jail funding, more, you know, I mean, aren't they getting it?
Yeah, and they don't really, I mean, we need to realize that Trump is, all the things that Trump is doing, inciting violence, demonizing the left, I mean, that's absolutely necessary. My mother told me, my brother hasn't really seemed to like me, and maybe that's a long history, but my brother says it's because they demonize liberals. And so it's the labeling, the demonization, the propaganda that all serves to incite violence, to incite division, to incite chaos, and that's what he needs around the election. It's apparent from his strategy that he has no intention of, well, of leaving office, and he has no way of winning the election, and yet no intention of leaving. So now he set up the Attorney General's office and the Justice Department to change a policy that's been around for years, that they will not interfere in an election, and they've just changed that policy. So he's not only is he inciting violence and disarray and confusion and hatred and division, he's using the levers of power to enforce his will. So it's going to be a multi-pronged attack on our democracy. We already know he's asked the Proud Boys and other white supremacist armed groups to stand by on election night. The scenario that we have now is that this is not going to be an election night like we've had in the past. This may be an election week, an election month. And Trump may look like he won initially because of the people who are voting at the polling places, but once the mail-in ballots start to get counted, then we'll start to see Biden overtake Trump by quite a bit. But in the meantime, Trump will try to claim victory and end the ballot counting in the election on election night. So there are a couple groups out there that are working and planning for this possibility. Protect the Results, Choose Democracy, and Refuse Fascism. Refuse Fascism is already having daily events all across the country. They're a little more ideological than...
It's like being anti-war. The other part is to be like pro-peace. Well, how do you do that without jobs and money? Okay, and the other one, like, you can't be anti-fascist, you know, fascist without being, you know, pro-democracy, right? So you really want to get to everyone, right and left. To me, right, this is right and left, you know, stop it. You know, we're all connected. We have behavioral science now proves every human being has the same basic needs, same basic emotions, and if any of us, red, yellow, black, or white, are angry or upset, your answers are inside of you. Grow up, knock it off, and help get the new jobs at each heart and soul resonance level for soul gangs, you know, spiritual evolutionary human potential evolving consciousness projects and programs. This is ridiculous, what we're doing right now. It's disgusting. You know, and who benefits? You know, the people that are trying to kill off land, sea, water, air, have robotic warfare, robots for, you know, sex, whatever. They have robots and transhuman agendas and you know, aerial sprays and you know, manipulate us like bugs and try to, you know, chip us and poison our water and... Because robots don't need land, sea, water, air. Oh, and robots don't need health care, everybody. Got it? So let's talk about health care. Let's bring it back, because health care is really everything for Mother Earth and individuals, right? Don't you think? Shouldn't we talk about solutions?
Yeah.
Get people united, focused on these solutions. Make them legislative. We, the people, should be writing the legislation, not the corporatocracy. Pretty obvious, right?
Right, right. Yeah. The thing about the left and the right, and like you said, we need to move beyond that. We need to reach out to those who are not, haven't heard the message, or to the middle. We need to reach out to people. We can't just be preaching to the choir on this. We can't just be the lefty activist out there, although we know that our country and the politics is moved by those who are active and those who are inactive, have little influence on the system. But we need to reach out to those beyond our ideological base, beyond the left, and so that people recognize that this is about defending the Constitution. Yes, fighting for democracy, protecting democracy, that's all about our Constitution. This Constitution is fairly young, at 250 years old.
Yeah.
That's not a long time in human history.
No.
We've had empires.
Right.
And yeah. We could lose this democracy. And what Trump has showed us is how actually weak our system is. It relies on voluntary compliance with established norms. And one of those established norms are the peaceful transition of power, which began with George Washington, who rather than become a dictator, chose to step down and let somebody else become, and started that tradition of peaceful transfers of power, except for the Civil War, which was not one. And in some sense, I believe we go through cycles. And this is a cycle where perhaps people are reborn and people play different roles. I think Trump is Andrew Jackson after Lincoln. And perhaps Biden is our General Grant. So... But this sort of cycle of going through these things. So in any case, that's more of a metaphysical view of things. But we have, so we have to reach out to people so that they can begin to see that this threat is real. It's not just propaganda. It's not something that's been made up. It's not political maneuvering. Take a real look at
it's a massive depopulation agenda too. Absolutely, you know, and they've kind of done that for, you know, the Vatican, the Indians. You know, they've kind of been into a lot of different forms of genocide, and I just really would wonder too, why aren't more people talking about, you know, the biological warfare labs, you know, and then they're tied to the vaccination farms. I really wanted to get that out today to have everybody look up green medicines, okay? Google that. And then ancient remedies for natural healing, okay, of bacteria and viruses. And then they have these new air filters that are just phenomenal, HEPA air filters, of course, that are just really wonderful for healing mold, bacteria, and viruses. There you go again. So anyway, I'm just kind of wondering how many other people will share this. And then go with the truth about cancer. There's some information out there to check it out, the movie. And then truth about vaccines, check that out. The information is really important because the playback of Big Pharma, Big Ag, and the chemical companies tied to, you know, well, actually the fossil fuel paradigm systems too. Just, you know, old systems, and then the warring and drugging and jailing. And why it's so important right now is because actually all of Big Pharma's drugs and all of street drugs people originated actually in nature. So we should be growing them. We got to grow local foods and have homeopathy, naturopathic, HTP. It's so critical right now because if people understood that we had these, that humans are all connected, red, yellow, black, and white, these take all the leaders of all the youth groups, activist groups, healing groups, world religion groups, and evolving consciousness, which is politically, socially, spiritually evolving, legislative, you know, jobs, programs that deal more with love, peace, and harmony. LovePeaceHarmony.org, real quick, too. Get that out. LovePeaceHarmony.org. Go connect with them. They're real important. LovePeaceHarmony.org. Anyway, so we're trying to figure out right now, as we're talking about all the different therapies that are needed, because since all humans have the same basic needs, red, yellow, black, and white, they all have the same basic emotions. You can Google this, too, okay? Google it. All answers lie within. Google all answers lie within. So there you go. And the kingdom of heaven is within. So all these answers lie within. So what happened was we didn't know that all red, yellow, black, and white, if any of us, red, yellow, black, and white, are angry or upset. We have behavioral science worldwide, multi-language, multi-spiritual, even dogma programs of certain religions, of thought forms, what they create, how they create, you know, and law of attraction and energy and all that. So we really need to go to the thought forms and job programs that recreate, you know, all the healing that's needed, you know, because if you're angry, upset, your answers are inside of you. Where are the, you know, inner peace police? Hey, spiritual emergency trainers on the streets, light workers saying, you need some help. You need to go in and get relaxation, body electronics, you know, polarity, reflexology, medical hypnosis, comedy therapy, art, music, singing, dance, sound therapies, crystal healing, energetics. I mean, come on. We're supposed to be teaching and training all these ancient and evolved, you know, laying on of hands. HTP is a modern worldwide program. Healing touch practitioners, think how different that would be if it was mandatory to teach. You know, healing touch practitioners, part of critical thinking for kids programs and mindfulness. Hey, that would stop the abuse, the rape, and the unwanted pregnancies. Solutions, people. These are new education job creation solutions, you know. And we have cell phones, so you just take a picture of someone's angry, upset, red, yellow, black, or white. Your anger, your answers are inside of you. You knock it off, you know. Because we just can't have people, you know, we're all connected. You're giving out all this insane pro-war, peace, get peace, you know, you know, and then everyone just goes, you know, back because all the propaganda, right?
Right, and if we look at what Trump is doing and saying, he's it's very clear he's not even reaching out to his base any longer. He's told us that he's not going to accept the results of the election. And even Vice President Pence, in the debate with Kamala Harris, would not commit to honoring the results of the election. And that is such a dangerous statement, and we should believe him that he will not honor the results of the election. He will call the election fraudulent or illegitimate. He will call his people into the streets and into the election polling places to intimidate people. And he will try to incite violence to justify using force to suppress the protest. And this idea that all these, his media presentation and hype about violence, it's an total exaggeration of what's actually happening on the ground. It is nowhere near that at these protests. The vast majority of protests are people. There are children at these protests. People come to speak out, to participate in democracy. And so people who have never been to protests might just take a look at what they're being shown in Trump's advertising and think that the whole country is in the middle of a terrible, violent upheaval. But that's not the case. Trump is setting that up to justify
his
use of military force.
Yeah, that's why it's really important, you know, to get the programs. Thank you, bbsradio.com. And, you know, it's just so important. And heyhouseradio2.com for the healing, alternative healing modalities. And LinkedIn, everyone.com. I mean, I've got almost 4,000 alternative healing modalities that are doing not only businesses, but actually starting to co-create other types of caring, like the CARE Act, you know, new world service community, you know, programs for people to have new jobs that are caring, community caring jobs. Oh, and CARE Stanford, everyone, CARE Stanford, EDU. You know, they've done psychic research development and remote viewing programs, and now they're working with charterforcompassion.org. Charterforcompassion.org is so cool. They even have compassion games. How cool is that? Not war games, compassion games. Now, there you go. I mean, think about that. How cool that. I mean, geez, they're just so... It's sad. This right against the left, and you know, some sort of you know, those old systems of relationship of power, manipulation, and control without, you know, love, peace, and harmony, and helping people, you know, find out who they really are. They can do that now. Why they're here, even if it's, you know, past life, this life, they can find out all these different ways to get in touch with their higher power, get in touch with source or whatever you want to call it, find out, and then learn how to work with the energetic frequencies of light, love, sound, and the sound that types, you know, of different kinds of music healing, and then thought forms and comedy, or is it theater therapy for you? Or, you know, you could say they're all interactions of when the basic intention of the attention of the group is prayerful and you know, overseen by protection and prayers and, you know, and then healing ceremonies and sound and music and different kinds of multicultural arts teaching the kids. That's how you win the hearts and minds worldwide for our USA, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And he's using this label of Antifa. I want to tell you what Antifa was. It was a group of young people, and this was before Trump, and I remember here in Orange County, they would go to go beat up a Nazis. They felt justified to go to these small Klan rallies and white supremacist rallies and then beat up on Nazis because they deserved it. In other words, they were under the influence of disinformation and propaganda, thinking that somehow they're justified and morally right to go beat up Nazis. Well, that strategy worked well as long as the white supremacist protests were small and the counter protests vastly outnumbered the white supremacists. Mm-hmm. But once Trump started using his white supremacist and racist rhetoric and dog whistles and generated a larger white supremacist Nazi Ku Klux Klan type of people to come out and protest, then that strategy of going and beating up Nazis who were widely outnumbered didn't work anymore. And what we ended up with was Charlottesville. And Charlottesville was essentially the end of Antifa. The groups that were protesting in Portland, as we spoke with Frank in an earlier episode, they're not Antifa. Frank says they came from outside of Portland. Whatever the case is, they're mostly Marxist revolutionaries who think they're fighting fascism. They're deluded, and they're under the influence of propaganda, and they're essentially agents of the propagandist, which is a Russian propagandist who supports Trump. So they're completely confused and counterproductive, but they're not the common protest. And protests go around all across the country every day, and you don't hear about them. And the news should really report on them. There are plenty of actions going on, and every newscast should have a report on an action that went on that day. And yet they want to appeal to what people apparently want to hear and don't want to give activists the time of day, because they're selling things and not promoting democracy, which is part of what, I mean, the press is mentioned in the Constitution. A free press is an institution that upholds our democracy. It's independent, but it's important and really one of the only private institutions, non-public institutions, mentioned in the Constitution. So
yes, reach out to them. Or have you reached out to them? They're doing Zooms now, too. It's freepresseveryone.org, freepress.org, freepress.org. Yeah, reach out to them. They're doing, they're here to help us, you know, get the real information,
right,
you know, out there, what we can do if we come together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, but this Antifa label, so somebody came out and said Antifa doesn't exist. Well, Antifa doesn't exist now, essentially. Charlottesville put an end to Antifa. I like to call the resort to violence as the way of death, because that's what it leads to. Not that people don't die doing nonviolence, but the death, nonviolent death, the killing of innocent people scars a nation. The killing of violent people and violent protesters doesn't have the same impact or effect, and only causes division and allows the opposition to justify their use of violence. Because remember, that's what they want to do. That's their power. That's their advantage. That's how they can control people. That's how they can manipulate the situation. But they can't do it so readily against nonviolent protesters, against mothers, because they'll face and backlash, an outcry. And so it's very important to remain nonviolent. And the way nonviolence works, unfortunately, is through putting our bodies on the line. But he's used this label, Antifa, just like he used the immigrants are rapists and murderers, and there's a horde of an army trying to come and cross our border, which are really just refugees trying to escape oppression, violence, and in some cases, poverty, and the lack of democracy, the lack of respect for their rights. And they
some of that, you've got to get in their drug wars. I mean, come on, and killing wars, their drone wars. I mean, you know, you can't just, you know, talk about, you know, problems, you know, over and over without the solutions. And like I said, you can't, this divide to conquer, you know, red, yellow, black, and white, give them jobs. I mean, it's heart and soul, new age, WPA, heart and soul-based community services for everyone, evolving consciousness, resonance, academy, I mean, come on, wake up, the kids are ready, you know, and they resonate with, what are you here for, building new green projects, clean air, water, food, nutrients, hydroponics. I mean, year-round hydroponics and solar greenhouses. We need local food, you know. I mean, there's so much work to be done. And those are the solutions, are the jobs that people need to feel worthy. And they will know. See, they'll already know. Like, oh, I would just love, you know, to work with animal speak people, you know, animal, help the animals, but help their owners too, kind of thing. Or, you know, they'll know they like work with little kids, or they like elders, or they like activities, or they like sports. You know, like sports, not war for aggressive kids. I mean, it's all possible, right? It's just reprogramming. You know what I mean? It's new education, mass media propaganda, support for the new, you know, systems of education, jobs, you know, and availability of different jobs and projects and programs.
Right. And people have, somebody came out, and I don't know who it was, and said that Antifa doesn't exist. And what they meant was, not like what I just said, which Antifa did exist but doesn't exist any longer, but, and we know that Trump is using this as a dog whistle to use a racist, to appeal to racism. But what the person was trying to say by saying it's an idea, Antifa is just an idea. And President Biden said that in the debate, and he's making a mistake by doing that. And the idea they're talking about is all these anti-racist trainings, anti-racist books, and critical race theory, ethnic studies, grievance studies.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so these are the things that they're trying to equate Antifa with. But Antifa was something else. And so it's not really an idea. And Trump is also trying to equate Antifa with these ideas, with these books, with this, what is essentially propaganda that was disseminated after George Floyd, but has been disseminated for a long time already. And so, but it's not Antifa. Antifa was something different. So not only are the people who are in the streets committing violent acts not Antifa, there's some other groups, but the ideas of anti-racism are not Antifa either. They may not be good, they may not be helpful, they may not be that great, but they're not Antifa. So this is how propaganda seems to seek in. Somebody comes up with an explanation, Antifa doesn't exist, it's just an idea, but that just fits in with the current reality, not with the history of Antifa. So this is just a way that Donald Trump can rally his base, appeal to racist and hatred and inflame anger and division by essentially calling the opposition racist. He even went ahead and called Kamala Harris a monster.
He called the right versus the left. What he said and did is so wrong, because really the truth is, again, we have to go to raise above all that, you guys. It's Ascension Lightworker Programs. They're here. You know, we have to unite humanity and go beyond race, religion, gender, and political divides. That's just what, you know, in the banking system and the old the Trillionaires Club documentary, check it out. You really want a history of corporate legislation development with massive warlords, both drug and military-industrial complex sent in for different kinds of resource extractions, you might want to check into it, you know, just check back into, johnperkins.org, johnperkins.org. He's got books out about economic hitman. You might want to check him out. He travels. He's done a lot of lectures for the veteransforpeace.org, veteransforpeace.org. You want to look at UNAC.org. It's United National Anti-War Coalition.org. Because think about it. All the AI going into and all the poisons and toxins and money, and thought forms going into more poisons, more toxins, more biological warfare, more vaccinations and more drugs and more war and more guns and more nuclear weapons. You better check out the money flow, okay? Because those thought forms, all those different projects, have AI in parts of their programming, and it can all be hacked. So it's going to be, what, the worst hacked of the worst hack? Who's going to hack the hackers of the hacked of the who for what? Now, we better get, real Christians better come together, and all the major caring spiritual groups, green groups, activist groups, we really need to unite with the World Parliament of Religions, and then all the spiritual, evolutionary, spiritual, and health, spirituality and health groups out there, check them out. Check out foodtank.com. Like Jesus said, you don't just feed, people. You teach them, how to feed themselves, right? You don't just give them fish, teach them to fish. So that's where all the new edible landscaping crews and hydroponics and all the growing of all the new foods and projects and programs that will help alleviate the addictions and the worrying and the drugging and all these other a lot of hurtful projects and programs out there. And I wanted to ask you, Rich, what about Amendment 9?
I haven't heard of that. What is that?
Well, let's not talk about it then. Anyway, you might want to check out some of that information, people, in the Constitution. So, and we really need to look at the Constitution with what about Bible studies for progressive, like for, progressives right now. The other thing is Healing Touch practitioner programs. That's a solution for abortion, you guys. Pro-choice, pro-life. You pro-lifers, okay, you better stop the friggin' wars. I mean it. You're online. You are being called for inner peace, world peace. Paying people to help keep people at inner peace, world peace. Help them find their answers within them. These Christians that say they're Christians and they're pro-life, but they're pro-war, and they don't help families, pay families to get counseling and get them together and get them healing and, new projects and programs. They instead, get... Look at people need to investigate our health and human services. And child protective services, even. You better investigate them. Really, they all need to be investigated because a lot of them are built around, and a lot of this situation's been happening in foster care that have been overlooked. Or in the churches. Come on. How much money is in the churches? How much money? And they've been, money laundering, warring, part of the warring and enslavement and genocides and stuff? I mean, like, what? Oh, whoa. We have some work to do on this planet.
Yes. So Trump has no real way of winning the election. I mean, we look at the election and we see the polls and people want to talk about how Hillary Clinton lost a vastly different election. We had a real primary this election, which means we chose the best candidate that was available. The Hillary Clinton was an illegitimate candidate in many ways, using an illegitimate process of superdelegates to amass a huge lead before any vote was ever counted, giving any contender or competitor a huge disadvantage. So that was not a legitimate primary election. For even though you might like Hillary Clinton, you may think Hillary Clinton's okay, or you may hate Hillary Clinton. The fact of the matter is, it was not a democratically run primary.
But has there ever been really any real democracy, because of what's happened on the planet since Roman times? Isn't that what, this planet is supposed to come into, right? Enlightenment, interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, green, interstellar travel. Enlightenment is about the Christ consciousness, true Christ consciousness, which is really what, is ancient wisdom to most of Native Americans and you know what I mean. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think we don't have a perfect democracy. We don't have complete democracy. We have
a system.
And one of the things about the difference that we have with superdelegates is that we don't even have this semblance. Well, we have the semblance of democracy, but the fact is people didn't have the same vote. That superdelegates have massive influence, and these are lobbyists, corporate Democrats, establishment Democrats, people to protect the interests of those in power. So we didn't have...
Yeah, but you can watch them now, Rich. You can actually go in and find out who voted for what, when, and how, you know. And then can't they be held accountable because, you know, they pledge allegiance to the United States, the flag, right? Make all this kneel, the people wrong for kneeling. Hey, you guys pledge allegiance to the flag. You're getting paid, okay? We're paying you to oversee our government? That's not okay, you know, with what's going on in our government. And that includes both sides, period. Both of them. I mean, really, we got to get... I mean, they were both last night, or the other night, you know, I mean... Vice President saying, "Oh, neither of our, you're just safe in fossil fuels. You know, we're banned fracking. I mean, fossil fuels. You know, I know liquid natural gas, propane, blah blah. Hey, but the actual fracking, 590 chemicals go into the fracking industry, into the aquifer, and into leaking. It helps leak pipes. We already have 165,000 leaking pipes to our water. You got to get your priorities right, people." If we don't have water, you can't drive your rigs because you're dead. If we don't have clean air, either. Ah, jeez. Anyway.
Right. We have a democracy. Now, the difference between what happened in the primary and... So our democracy is influenced by money, by propaganda, by... Well, in this case, with Trump, we're going to have government influence trying to influence. He just released the Attorney General's office and Justice Department, and it is allowed now to interfere with the election. So they intend to interfere with the election. But the difference between Hillary Clinton's primary win and democracy is that one person, one vote, that people get to vote and their vote counts just as much as another person's vote. In the primary, we didn't have that. We had a superdelegate could count for thousands, tens of thousands of people. So we didn't have a fair vote. So that's the main difference there. But we still have...
I know, the Electoral College, yeah, eliminate it for sure, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, well, we have the Electoral College.
There's too many people, you know. I mean, a lot of it has to be forgiven. We just didn't know, and they're just, you know, too few trying to run too many projects and systems. And, you know, they need to realize we better share the burden quickly. I mean, we're in a mess, you know. We are in a mess.
Right. Now, the Electoral College isn't right now reflecting the national vote, but in some sense, maybe it's good if we don't, because if everything was so centralized, maybe the vote could be more easily manipulated. But in any case, it's not the primary reason that we're losing the elections. The primary reason we're losing the elections is because we've been unable to reach the very people we need to reach to show them that their best interest and the best interest of the country, the nation, and the world is to be a caring and compassionate country, a Christian nation, one that lifts up the lowly and sends the rich away empty, brings the powerful down from their thrones, and raises up the poor, feeds the poor, and lifts up those who are oppressed and marginalized. This is the type of nation that we need to convince people that we need, not one that just makes sure that they got money in their pocket, or even that is a falsehood because they're not really doing that. They're, you know, or maintain jobs. Of course, all these things are necessary, but it's more important to have a nation that cares for one another and for its people and for freedom and for liberty and all the values we hold dear, including democracy. So, Trump has no real way of winning this election. He's not even trying anymore. He's just appealing to his base and preparing to overturn the results and declare the results illegitimate and install himself as a dictator. That's the plan, because there is no real attempt to actually win. And the difference between, not only we're talking about Hillary Clinton's election, but we also had Russian interference, and we had an attorney general who was not a good lawman. So we had a lot of factors that came into play that created this situation that overturned the will of the American, well, can't say the will of the American people, because we just didn't have a good candidate, because we didn't have a fully Democratic primary. So there were a lot of factors that go into that. And plus,
people didn't know. Youth I've worked with, Rich, they're just like, they didn't know, you know. And that's the other thing that's so important, is to get the information out, because everything, it's just, money is all made up anyway. It has been. So, but how to change the GDP, the gross, and it is, it's grotesque, really, domestic products, what we've been going more and more towards. It's all AI that can all be hacked, that is really dangerous, and it's got to be shifted. So if we can shift it to these new, you know, get beyond race, religion, gender, and get these community services that interface with all the different activities. We already have all the application forms with new community coalition here, right here. It's already been made up, and it came through another program from a family, different implementation for manuals for business service at agency, schools, families, and children. They're pilot programs that they develop for Coos and Curry County that can be done in every county, since every county has an electoral office, where we can write our own legislation. We, the people, write the legislation that we want that benefits when the money is comes into the state and it comes into the different counties that we oversee it with. There's alliancefmayors.org to work with, too, on all this. And then there's also the alliance now of county commissioners. And like I said, you know, so if everyone, you know, knows that there's these new jobs opened up at their own residence level, at heart and soul, instead of these jobs for more National Guard that teach more, a lot of fear. You know, I like the rescue. That's fantastic. And I like that part. But however, you know, we've got to really get more firemen, obviously, more teachers, more. I mean, we just need to pay people to be kind and compassionate and community, and have, you know, centers and places and openings to help people heal the post-traumatic stress that's been going on this planet for eons, really. And it's just time for a whole, you know, heart and soul-based movement, interconnected communities of enlightenment, peace, green, everywhere. And all new green projects, you know, like I said, you know, grow them. You know, we need that really badly. It's so many new jobs that would actually, you know, shift the whole penal industrial complex too. And then when all the youth and all these churches and all the different activist groups and schools and churches and all come together on this, I mean, we can flip, change all the different communities, you know, with internet, you know, groups that are dropped in to co-create these new, you know, projects, programs, centers, information sourcing, and you know, networking that we've never been able to have before on the planet. So it's kind of exciting times too, you know. But it's like, what's it going to take, you know, to get the shift going?
Right. Yeah. So
what do you think?
Yeah. So the differences between the election with Clinton is not only that Biden is a more legitimate candidate because he was actually elected through a primary process whereby people's votes counted one vote per person, but also we now know who Trump is. And Trump is a known phenomenon now, and people don't like him. When Hillary was running, the polls fluctuated back and forth, and Trump could get within striking distance, within the margin of error, and then he would fall back. And so it was a very soft support for Hillary Clinton, and the right had spent years already attacking her. She was already a weak and wounded candidate. And then we had foreign interference, which we weren't prepared for, and our attorney general didn't know what he was doing. He should have been waiting for those documents and waiting to tell them, you show me something that we don't already have before I'm going to reopen the investigation. Not, oh, we got a box here. We have to reopen the investigation as we look to see if we actually have anything new. And that was a huge
mistake.
But you
have to look up, asset forfeiture stuff, too. You have to look up all the systems, the penal-industrial complex, military-industrial complex, immigration reform. Everyone get to put out there, neveragainaction.org, neveragainaction.org. Get with them if you have, that's your gift to help with the wording of massive immigration reform, because we need, our USA better lead the way in that, too, because this immigration, because of the wars and the drug wars and what have you worldwide, it's a friggin' mess everywhere. You know, China, everywhere. You know, and U.S., we can do this. Our U.S. is special. You know, God bless our USA. We'll see what we can do today. Anyway, we have BBS Radio all over the U.S. too, and all over the world. And, you know, we have military bases all over the world. So, you know, people say, oh, you can't go global. But if you don't go local and global at the same time, we're just not going to have enough love and support for individuals and collectives to shift all the mental health care facilities, you know, and reopen all these new job creation, healing art facilities with multicultural art programs and all the comedy movement, art, medical hypnosis, all these projects and program outreach for healing individuals, communities, and the bacterial and virus production, you know, colloidal silver, and you know, all the different biotechnical essential oils that already heal 99.99% of, you know, bacteria and viruses. So, I mean, I think we need to get people to focus on solutions, because solutions will bring the right groups that are networking now, the churches and spiritual groups, green groups, and caring activist groups, animal groups, Mother Earth groups, right? I mean, we've got to all come together, because really the solutions are what we need to focus on for right and left to come together and have America, our USA, really bring in thrive.com. Check them out too, that group, thrive.com, thrive.com. And anyway, I guess we're getting out of time again. Let's see, anyone else real quick? Oh, AGNT, get with them, everyone, globalnewthought.org. Get with ACIM.org, that's Marianne Williamson's group, peoplesparty.org, and then peoplesbudget.org, peoplesbudget.org. Friends Committee on National Legislation, they can bring in this new HWPA, Heart and Soul-Based Community Services, with a good basic income and health care in tiny homes, too. Get with Interfaith Power and Light, LinkedIn.com, OurRevolution.org, LovePeaceAndHarmony.org, PublicCitizen.org, CivicAction.org, CommunityRights.org, let's go, Nader.org, you can help, Rats Reform, Congress.org. Anyway, love you all, and Rich, you want to get any other information or contacts or timing or events you want to get
I want to finish up the point that, you know, Biden, we have a much more solid, people are much more solid. The polls aren't fluctuating. People have made up their minds already. So there isn't a lot of fluctuation there. And we defended Biden when there was a misuse of power and when Trump tried to bribe a foreign leader to open a political investigation. We defended Biden. We absolutely had to do that. And we should have done it on the Mueller report, because he wouldn't be able to say the Mueller report was a political investigation or a hoax or a scam if we had actually prosecuted him. So it's very important. This is a part of defending the Constitution and fighting for democracy. Very important to stand up to the powers and defend the Constitution when it's being threatened, when it's being So we need to do that to protect ourselves. Now, people are planning. So he has no chance of winning the election. His plan is to overturn the results. There's no other outcome that is possible here. And everything he has said, and even his administration has said, and everything he's done, he's preparing to reject the results of the election, to declare them illegitimate, and to refuse to step down. And so people are calling for a nation to come out into the streets. We need to be prepared on November 4th, the day after the election, to come
into
the streets.
Okay, hon, go ahead and give all your information for Connection, because we're out of time. Go ahead.
Okay, so just look at Choose Democracy, Refuse Fascism, Protect the Results. They're working on this. My name, Rich Procida. My podcast, Bible Study for Progressives. I write for LAProgressive.com. Recognize our democracy has been threatened. It's been threatened the moment Trump won the election. It was threatened before that, but now there's an intention to overturn the results and overthrow our democracy for good. We need to prepare not only to vote, but to defend our constitutional democracy and to get out into the streets on November 4th. And after that, be prepared for a possible national strike if that's going to come down. But we all need to band together because this threat is real and we can't deny it because everything he said and everything he's done. So stick together and keep your eyes open, ears open, get involved, and be ready to face a fascist regime. We will not accept a fascist America. And that's what we need everyone to understand, that this is not a regular election. It's not going to be an election night. It's going to be election week or month, and that there's going to be an attempt to overthrow our nation, a rolling coup that Trump is planning. And we need to be prepared for that as a people if we're going to save our democracy.
Yeah, all the elite warmongers worldwide need to stand down. We need to, go green, everybody, okay? So that's real democracy because it's the only way that our planet will survive. And so we just want to say that we love you all and thank you all for tuning in today. Shout out to KJAJ.org and other projects and programs out there that are trying to bring people into. There's all kinds of peer presence and look up enlightenment programs, evolving consciousness programs, Gaia.com. There's Coast to Coast, AM, YouTube, I think, official for free ones. There's just so much out there that we came to do. Let's unite humanity, unite our right and left, unite our America. Come on. Please help us unite our teachers, our nurses, our kids, the schools, the churches. Let's get New Earth health care programs, projects, evolving consciousness, jobs at a heart and soul evolving consciousness level. You'll know more at heart and soul. Go to lovepeaceandharmony.org on that one. Love you all. Take care. Let's get these cities of enlightenment, peace and green, nonviolent, loving, caring, fun, joyful children of God everywhere, of source creation and new projects, programs evolving individually and collective for true individual freedom and justice that honors our Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic for which we stand, one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. We're signing out. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This has been Lynn Mystic Healer with Spiritual Emergency Training. Bless you all, and we'll sign out with Patti Becker, her song, We Are Connected, from her album, Carry Me Away. Patti Becker's song. Thank you. Love you all. We are connected, all creation.
Like the sparrow on the wind sings, joined together every living thing rejoices. My heart beats like the rhythm of the earth beats. Join the chorus, lift your voice, sing and rejoice. We are connected. We are connected. We are connected. All creation. We are connected. We are connected. We are connected. All creation. My soul sings. Like the sparrow on the wind sings, join together every living thing, rejoice. My heart beats like the rhythm of the earth beats, join the chorus, lift your voice, sing and rejoice.